פרק י"א סעיף טס. רוחסן שעץ קלקל. אם זכר פרוק, עשו לתקנוי בשבת, משום איסה תיקון פי. ינועה תמנדת על שבת, בגלל זה לא פרובן, פרם תיקון מונה. תגור אמנד על שבת, מה כדה פסיש, בוינה. אמנום, אם לא יתקלקל לגמרי, רק מעט, והוא נתקע מאליו תך כדי פתיחה או סקירה, אין בזה איסה. If it didn't break completely, it's only a bit broken, and then by closing it and opening it, it amends itself. It's not a problem altogether. So if you'd sikat pitachon a safety pin, yesh ma'achrenim she'asu la'adek chelke beged zeh lezeh al-dei machat oy sika, im tzeichlo b'shtei tkifot. Vayinu, so what's he saying? There are some achronim, which you do at the carbon in the sanel, he holds that to use a safety pin is not allowed on Shabbos. On that, the Nirad Chazanish does not hold like that. Now, he says, only if one ties it in two sewings, that means, what he explains what it means, two stitches. I know that should be a little bit of a machine, what's considered two stitches? One stitch is going one direction between the two cloths, two materials. The second stitch is considered when you go opposite direction. When you go and take them out, the opposite direction, take them up, is considered the second stitch. Only if you do two stitches. Now, of course, we're discussing two materials. To go and put in a sikat pitachon in one material, which you're not joining two materials together, it has nothing got to do with teifa. Teifa always means to join two materials, two cloth, two plastics, two pieces of paper. That is considered teifa. But to go and put a sikat bitachon in a beged, which is you're not making two begodim together, you're only doing one beged, like if a person puts a brooch on a blouse. Now there's no problem because he's not joining two begodim together. He's not joining two items together. He's putting a brooch to stand on the beged, not joining two items. But now we're discussing a sikat bitachon, which wants to join together two items. Let's say the machpelah fell down, and you want to put a sikat bitachon in order to join it together. It shouldn't fall down. And according to the Kabbalah and the Sani, you're not allowed to do that, but only if you do two stitches. That means if you do in and out. That if a person only does one, it's not a problem altogether. Usually a person doesn't do only one because, first of all, then we'll see the sika on the second side of the beged. The safety pin, you'll see it on the second side. But if you would do it with one stitch, it is allowed. According to the Chazanish, you're allowed to go and take on the lenient. מתאמוי משום כשתכב, שהתכב מחת להודק באופן הרי, היי זה כסויסה כפתור. A person who goes, according to the Chazanish, and puts a safety pin in, it is considered as if you're closing a button. There's no problem altogether to go and close a safety pin according to the Chazanish. The same thing is even if it's not a safety pin, it's a pin without safety pin. The same thing, according to the Chazanish, no problem altogether, even if you do two stitches, and according to the Kabbalah and the Sanhedrin, it is problematic. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down the Kabbalah and the Sanhedrin. Now, one has to know, there is another Nakuda which was important to discuss here. That Tfirah Lizman, a person who goes and stitches for a short time, it's less than 24 hours, let's say. There is another Machlekes, because there are some Shittas who say that Tfirah Lizman is allowed. So here now you've got already one machlekes. According to the Chazanish, you're altogether allowed to put in a safety pin. According to the other shittas, you're not allowed to put in a safety pin, maybe. But there is one has to know if one wants to take it out within 24 hours. It's much easier because we, Be'ez Hashem, will learn that Lav Shittas holds to do it Lizman of Shem Zaman holds like that, to do it for a short time. It's no problem even to sew for a short time. So here the Kal V'Chaymer to go and put in a safety pin for a short time, less than 24 hours, it's much, much easier. Se'if Yud Aleph, Hiduk Ni'arot, to go and staple. Osu La'adik Ni'arot, Zeh L'zeh B'Sika, Al-Yedei Machshe Hiduk, Mikiven Shazohu Shita Mekupelet, Shal Chibu Ni'arot Zeh L'zeh. U'regilim L'chabe Bo'ifin Zeh Machparot U'Pinkasim. L'chein Yesh L'adun Sikot Hiduk Ha'ilu Ketfira. I mean, a person is not allowed to go and use a stapler on Shabbos. Because staples is in a way, it stays solid together, and they used to, that's the way one usually does it, to put two papers together, and one leaves it for a long, long time. It's a way which is made to put it together. That is not compared to a safety pin, which one looks as if one's going to open it again. One doesn't leave it. According to the Chazon Ish, a safety pin is made to be opened again. But a person who goes and puts in a staple is not made like that. Therefore, to go and staple on Shabbos is not allowed. Yod Beis, v'chein osa lafrid niyarot hat mechubor zulazul al yedei hasikot anal, mishum sheyesh b'zeh issa kareah. Because anything which has gotten issa from Taifa has gotten issa also from opening out, is considered a melocha, melocha's kareah. So also to open staples is a problem from Korea. One should not staple on Shabbos, one should not take off a staple which is put into a paper or something like that on Shabbos.